Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Department said they gave up on him months ago.
Oh, that was easy. I just used a little honey.
Honey?
Yeah, you see, well, when I was talking to Mr. Brewster on the phone, I just happened to mention to him that we were going to send a letter to his wife telling her how much we enjoyed meeting her on his last business trip.
Chrissy, that wasn't his wife. That was his secretary.
Well, that was the little honey I was talking about.
Oh, Chrissy, you're amazing.
Miss Braddock, may I see you for a moment?
Oh, of course. Come in, Mr. Penrose. Oh, I don't believe you know my new secretary, Chrissy Snell. Chrissy, this is Mr. Penrose, the president of our company.
Oh, I'm very pleased to meet you, sir.
Chrissy's only been with me for a couple of weeks, but she has really shaped my office up.
Well, she hasn't done bad with herself either.
Was there something in particular that you wanted to talk to me about, Mr. Penrose?
Oh, yes. The board of directors are in town for their annual meeting tomorrow, and we'd like to have a little cocktail party in the executive lounge.
Of course, no problem at all. Chrissy, will you call our caterer? Let's see, it's, Alfred's on Sunset Boulevard. Right. Excuse me.
Has Chrissy been with the company long?
No, not too long. About 2 years, as a matter of fact. She's a great worker.
Yes. She's a great walker, too.
Yes, Chrissy.
I have Alfred's on, too.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr.
Penrose. Oh, no, don't get up, Chrissy. You know, J.C. speaks very highly of you.
Really? Well, I always try my best.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you do. And, you know, a man like me, well, I could help you a great deal in this company.
Could you, Mr. Penrose? Oh, I want to go as far as I can.
Well, I want you to go all the way.
Sorry, Mr. Penrose.
Oh, that I was leaving.
Could you come in a minute? We have a little problem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Alfred's can't do the catering on such short notice, so I guess we're going to have to get another caterer. Let's see. Yes, why don't we try Pierre's at Beverly Hills?
Well, I know a better one.
Who?
Jack of Santa Monica.
Never heard of him.
Oh, you will. He is the best.
Well, if you know his work.
I eat it every night.
Well, now let's see. We'll have 8 or 10 couples. Do you think we can get him to do it for $500?
Jack?
Yeah.
He'll do anything for $500.
Oh, yeah, Jenna. Just a little further down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little further south. Yeah, that's it. Just keep heading south.
Okay. But I'm stopping at the border.
Alfred couldn't do it! 16 people tomorrow, executive office party!
What?
I got it for you, $500! Oh, I'm so excited! Catering!
What is she screaming about?
She's trying to tell you that she got you a job catering an executive office party for 16 people tomorrow night at her office for $500.
To tell him.
Chrissy, are you serious?
Yes!
Well, that's fantastic. It's my first catering job. Chrissy's my big break. I love you. There's only one problem.
What?
Money. How am I going to get enough money to pay for all that food?
I don't know. All we have is the $200 we've saved for the rent.
That's it, Chrissy. You're a genius.
Oh, no, no, no. We can't go using the rent money.
Why not? I'll put it back as soon as I get paid.
Oh.
Chrissy, get a pencil. I want to make up the menu right now.
Oh, oh, oh. Jack, what about those meatballs from the other evening?
Janet, we can talk about your friends later, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want mushroom stuffed with shrimp.
Oh, that's great.
And two kinds of pâtés. And where is that? Oh, yes.
Two pâtés.
Dark chocolate mousse.
Isn't that great?
All right, and put down six kinds of quiche.
Six kinds of quiche?
Right.
Wow, six kinds of quiche. Whew, that's expensive stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll still make about $300 profit. Not bad for a day's work, huh, Janet?
Not bad. Are you kidding? I should give up my job at the flower shop and become a caterer.
But you can't cook.
Who cares? At $300 a day, by the time people find out, I'll be rich.
You get it?
Hi, Chrissy. Hello.
Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
Listen, our TV set is out. Can we watch yours? It's an emergency.
What is it, Mr. Roper? Another fire or a flood?
It's worse. The gong show. Come on, Stanley.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with your television?
I don't know. It just doesn't turn on.
Like everything else in our...
Well, you excuse me. I gotta get back to my recipes. I got a lot of cooking to do.
Woman's work is never done.
You don't understand. Mrs. Braddock, Chrissy's boss, she's having an affair.
Really?
No, Jack is catering a cocktail party at my office.
Oh, a cocktail party.
Oh, no, cocktails. I forgot all about the drinks. That means I have to lay out another $100 for the liquor.
Oh, gosh, do you have it?
Of course not. I barely have enough to pay for the food. Do we have any more money?
Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm flat.
Never mind that. Do you have any money?
Hey, Jack, I have $7. You can have that.
Oh, thanks a lot, Chrissy, but that won't help much. Now, who do we know who has $100?
Come on, Helen. Let's go downstairs and listen to our radio.
Hang on a second. I promise you, as soon as I get paid, I'll pay you back.
Forget it.
No, I'll tell you what. If you lend me the money, you can be the bartender.
Forget it.
It pays $25.
What time do you want me to be there?
Oh. Now, I just need a couple of girls.
Jack, will you keep your mind on the job?
Come on, he's talking about waitresses. Listen, Jack, if you take me along, I'll serve and you won't have to pay anybody. Just rent me a uniform.
Oh, Janet, thank you, so sweet.
My pleasure.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Hey, Jack, I'll help you too, and I'll do it for free.
Well, I won't work for free. I know the value of a dollar.
He should. That's what he spent on our honeymoon.
It was worth every penny.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Chrissy, it's lovely. It's lovely, and the table looks so appetizing.
Yeah, the food looks even better.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
It's all going pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mrs. Roper.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. Oh, Mrs. Braddock, I want you to meet the caterer. This is Jack of Santa Monica.
How do you do? Haven't we met before?
Yes, at the Regal Beagle. You were dumping food all over someone.
Oh, are you sure? Are you sure that will...
It won't happen again. It was an accident. That just won't happen again.
It will never happen again. It was just an accident. If you'll excuse me, I have to go beat my moose.
Stanley, what's the glass for?
They gotta have some place to put tips. See, I put my own dollar in there to start them off.
Oh, Stanley, that's terrible. This is a private party. You're practically begging people to put cash in there.
No, I'm not. I'll take a check.
Boy, Jack, you did great. People are gobbling up the appetizers.
Oh, Janet, here. Take the stuffed mushrooms around now,
okay.
Will you?
Hey, Jack, how'd you get those shrimps inside the mushrooms?
Oh, easy. I just told him there was a hungry tuna loose in the room.
Oh, yes. I'd like a Brandy Alexander.
My name is Stanley.
No, it's a drink, a Brandy Alexander. You mix some brandy with some cream. And
oh, you don't want to drink that junk. Here. Try some bourbon. It's fresh.
Mr. Penrose, good evening. Is everything all right?
Oh, just fine, Miss Braddock. Do you know Mrs. Penrose?
Well, yes, of course. We met at the reception.
Of course we did. How are you? Oh, the party is lovely, simply lovely. And the food, you must tell me who catered it.
Well, the young man right over there did.
Oh, really? I must talk with him. Young man. Yahoo! Oh, everything is delicious and quite unmistakably French.
Ah, oui, oui.
Have you ever been to Paris?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, don't go. It's terribly overrated. They did all the wrong things with my hair. But Spain, that's a country.
Si.
Have you ever been there?
Well, no, actually, I was thinking
of... Oh, you must go. Now, those people know what to do about hair. Where is the caviar? I can't seem to find the caviar.
Oh, well, that's because there isn't any. I didn't think
no
we need...
No caviar. That's dreadful. And I was so looking forward to it. Do you realize I have gone 3 whole days without caviar?
And you live to tell about it?
Chrissy, you want to help me a minute?
Yeah, what is it?
Watch my dollar while I deliver these drinks.
Chrissy, my dear, here you are.
Oh, hi, Mr. Penrose. Can I give you something?
Oh, yes. The nice party. You should be complimented. J.C. tells me you made all the arrangements.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, how about you and me making a little arrangement of our own, huh?
I'm sorry. How's everything going,
Jack? Oh, well, it's going okay for me, Jack, but I'm a little worried about Chrissy.
What do you mean?
Well, do you see how that guy's coming on to her over there?
You know, no, Chrissy, you're very attractive.
Ah! Aren't you sure?
Yeah, either that guy's a dirty old man or Chrissy just backed into a cactus.
Boy, this room is really getting crowded.
You know, Chrissy, if you make it easy for me, I could make it easy for you.
Here we go, chocolate mousse. Dessert for anyone?
No, thank you.
Oh, but it's really a great mousse. You should taste it, sir.
Would you please go away? And now, Chrissy, my dear, if we could just get...
Oh, excuse me, coming through. Try my mousse, please.
Jack.
What?
I told you.
Of all the clumsy, idiotic morons.
It was an accident, Mr. Penrose.
Oh, accident, my foot. He did that on purpose.
He didn't. He wouldn't do that to our president.
The president? You're the... hey, listen, I voted for you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, Herbert, I see you've tried the mousse. I wish you'd use a napkin.
I want you off the premises. You're finished. Oh, and I'm not even paying you a cent.
Oh, you wouldn't. Oh,
not only am I not paying you, I may even sue you.
Sue?
Mr. Penrose. What's happening?
This idiotic caterer dumped food all over me.
Chrissy, you told me he stopped doing that.
And I want her fired this instant.
Chrissy fired?
Well, she hired him. You fire her.
Mr. Penrose, if we just calm
down. I am going into my office to change. When I return, I want to see her gone.
Psst, psst, psst. Mrs. Braddock, excuse me. I saw the whole thing from right over there, and it wasn't Chrissy's fault. That guy was pinching her.
Oh, he was he?
Yeah, he was.
Show her the fingerprints.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Oh, listen, let's go in my office. Maybe we can think of something. Come on.
Okay, go on, Jack. Come on, Chrissy.
Oh, Chrissy, honey, listen, we're not going to take this sitting down.
That's good, because right now I couldn't.
Please, may I have a small glass of your best white wine?
Wine, yes. Wine, right.
Oh, just a moment. What year is it?
Lady, if you don't know that, you've had too much to drink already.
Stanley, did you hear what happened to Jack and Chrissy?
Chrissy,
I swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all right, Chrissy. I swear I will quit before I let them fire you.
Quit? You're a vice president.
Well, what kind of a vice president if I can't hire the people I want and keep them?
Oh, if you quit, I'll only feel worse.
Well, we're not through with Mr. Penrose. We are going to get to the bottom of this.
That's what Mr. Penrose was doing.
Some caterer I am. I cost Chrissy your job, and I lost the rent money. On top of that, I may even get sued. Can you believe
it? What does she mean you're not going to get paid? What about my $125?
Mr. Roper, it's my responsibility. I'll get your money back somehow. Just trust me.
Not with your arm around me, I don't.
Oh, boy, this was my big chance. The people liked my food,
know,
didn't they?
I know.
And I was going to go into a whole new business for myself.
It's all Mr. Penrose's fault. All that man thinks about is sex. It's like a disease.
Why didn't you get him to breathe on you, Stan?
Come on, Helen. Let's see if we can save some of that booze.
No. It's really a shame that Mrs. Penrose didn't catch Mr. Penrose with Chrissy.
Mrs. Penrose. That's the answer, Chrissy.
What was the question?
If she happened to catch Penrose and Chrissy alone, we'd really have him over a barrel.
Can I pinch him while he's over it?
Chrissy, you can't pinch him.
Why not? What's goose for the girl is good for the gander.
That's it, Chrissy. Of course, we'll get Mr. Penrose in here and he'll make a pass at you.
That is a great idea.
That is a rotten idea.
Do you think he'll bite?
That's what I'm afraid of.
What?
Well, I'm not going to stay alone in this office with that octopus.
Oh, it's okay, Chrissy. I'm going to be waiting right outside the door.
But Penrose won't.
Chrissy, don't worry. I'll make sure his wife comes in before anything comes off.
How are you going to do that?
We Frenchmen have our ways.
Charlie? Here's to a third fiscal quarter with improved earnings and larger dividends.
You said it.
I'm not finished.
Yes, you are. All right, I want all your booze. Let's form three lines here. Bourbon on the left, scotch in the middle, vodka on the right. Come on. Scotch there, Adam. You got scotch. Over here in the middle.
Braddock, did you take care of that little matter with your secretary?
Oh, Mr. Penrose, Chrissy is so sorry about what happened, and she wants to apologize.
Oh, she does.
Yes, she certainly does. You know, she said that she'd just be willing to do anything to make amends.
Anything?
Anything. As a matter of fact, that poor girl is in my office right now. All alone. Lying there. In the dark.
Really?
Really.
Well, maybe I should go in and talk to her.
Yeah, that was one of the
Mrs. Penrose, good news.
Oh, good news?
Yes, they just delivered caviar, and it's from Russia.
From Russia?
Da.
Oh, they do give dreadful manicures, but they make the most wonderful caviar.
Yes, I suppose so. It's in Mrs. Braddock's office, and it's all for you.
How much is there?
Oh, enough for 3 or 4 people.
Mr. Penrose, I am so sorry about what happened. Do you think there's the teeniest little chance you might change your mind?
Well, Chrissy, once I make a decision, it takes a lot to get me to change it. Oh, and you certainly have a lot.
I haven't had good Russian caviar since I was backstage at the ballet.
Well, when you see what's in this room, you'll flip your tutu.
Oh, dear, I forgot my vodka. Now, after all, what is caviar without vodka?
Oh, no. Hey, wait a minute.
You know, that was a terrible thing your friend did to me.
Well, I told you he didn't mean it.
Well, maybe I shouldn't blame you for his mistake.
That's right, it was a mistake.
What was?
The accident.
You have awfully fast hands.
Oh, I do 95 words a minute.
Well, if you'd just slow up a little, you'd never have to type again.
Jack, would you hurry up and get that woman in here?
It isn't easy. I got my hands full.
Well, so does Penrose.
Oh, I can't wait to sink my teeth into that yummy caviar.
Oh, great. Well, it's right this way.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's
so
all right, dear. There's lots more where that came from.
Mr. Penrose, you shouldn't do this.
Oh, but, Chrissy, I'm only trying to help you. What you need is affection and understanding.
What I need are sneakers.
You don't get her in here. Chrissy's job is not the only thing she's going to lose.
Oh, wait. Is that caviar chilled?
Chilled. It's wearing a sweater.
Oh. Mr. Penrose, I don't want to.
Oh, now, Chrissy. Chrissy, don't make me mad.
Eloise.
Exactly what do you think you are doing?
He was just begging Chrissy to take her job back, weren't you, Mr. Penrose?
I was. Oh, yes, I was. Oh, that's right. That's exactly what I was doing. Oh, please, Chrissy, don't quit.
Well, I don't know.
Chrissy, would you stay if Mr. Penrose were to give you an increment of 10%?
I'd rather have a raise.
Well, it's all settled.
Not quite. There's still the matter of the catering bill.
Oh, yes, I happen to have the check right here. Right here, sir. Just sign right there on the bottom. Not the true pen. There's a pen right there. Just sign right on the bottom.
Yes, the caterer must have slipped my mind.
Yes, well, I hope you like the food, sir.
Well, all I had was the chocolate mousse.
Now, what about the caviar?
The caviar?
Yes, yes.
I guess he ate it.
Herbert, you are always grabbing things that don't belong to you.
Look at this way.
What did you do?
We got paid. Now, Mr. Roper, you're going to get your
$125. Make it $126.
Huh?
Somebody stole my dollar.
Stanley, wasn't that romantic?
What?
What Jack did to that man who pinched Chrissy?
Big deal. Jack was just jealous because the guy didn't pinch him.
I think it's so exciting when a man gets jealous. Stanley, if you came home and found another man making love to me, what would you do to him?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why not?
Well, I figured the guy suffered enough.
Taped in front of a studio audience.